You knew a lot about state government and the DEC, and you know they're going to need to, if we do the fracking, they'll need all kinds of inspectors and the rest. We certainly don't have them now, and we certainly don't know all of the stuff that they're putting down there to this day and what their reactions will be. This is, as you indicate, kind of troubling.
Well, that's why, look, at a minimum, if we're going to have fracking, the federal government should step in a real way and should say, if it's going to be permitted anywhere, here's what you need to do in terms of disclosure, in terms of ensuring the casings don't fail, in terms of there not being leakage, in terms of the disposal of the stuff up top. This is an area where this having it regulated state by state simply doesn't work, and having it regulated county by county is even worse, because this problem does not respect county or state lines, right? And when there's an environmental issue or disaster, it's going to percolate up and it's going to follow the aquifers, follow the stress lines, the fault lines. It's not going to follow state lines. And so we need a federal government that steps in and says, if we're going to have it, here is the threshold minimum that we need to require. The question you raise about not having an adequate number of inspectors, the antipathy towards government that pervades the sort of Republican ideology right now and the Tea Party, obviously, is highlighted by that sort of issue. If you're going to, we do things that require smart government. Smart government isn't big government, but it's smart government. And, you know, I had this sort of crazy debate with Glenn Beck. It was,
why'd you do that?
Don't ask why. It was, but it was kind of fun, but you hear sort of what passes for ideology on the other side. And he loves to quote Hamilton and Jefferson and the rest. And then you say, but wait a minute, Hamilton understood we needed a national bank, the equivalent of the Fed, to run our economy. Hamilton wanted a national infrastructure, such as the Erie Canal, the Interstate Highway System, and energy program, and yet they then lapse back into their anti-government rhetoric that is completely nonsensical. We need a government that can meaningfully regulate certain sectors where the absence of regulation creates great risk and harm. And that is, you're right, we need a smart DEC that can do these things and can do it appropriately.
I would just mention, and I don't want to hang you up too long on this, that we have a president who likes all these energy options, and you say mushy. Yeah. It bothers me if you have a federal approach to it, in which a president who may want it goes easy.
Well, here's part of there has been a lack of articulation on the part of the White House over the years about why government should and must do certain things. There's been a defensiveness about explaining what it's all for. And I understand that. Sometimes the response when you have all these incoming missiles and he had to deal with a recalcitrant, doesn't even state it, a very aggressive perspective on the other side that was hostile to whatever he was proposing. But if along the way he had explained affirmatively why we needed smart regulation of Wall Street, then maybe we could have had greater public support for Dodd-Frank. Why we needed a stimulus. Let's face it, the stimulus worked. You know, this is not some mythology that's being created by the crazy left. Keynesian economics is right. And we've had this massive experiment. We tried Keynes here. They tried austerity in Europe. They're in double-dip recessions. They have 25% unemployment. We are not where we should be, but the economy is beginning to come back. If the White House had explained not only that these things work, but why, had explained that the history of the United States is not the Marlboro Man riding out on a horse by individually building everything west of the Mississippi with his two bare hands. No, it's the federal government with land grants, helping with the railroad, on and on, the Erie Canal, whatever metaphor you want. Explain what it is. That doesn't mean we want to waste taxpayer money. It doesn't mean any of that stuff. But if there had been a more assertive, what I call the second debate president, over the course of the first 3.5 years, I think we would be in a different place in terms of the public understanding.